Unit 3. Lead a Double Life. Pages 60 to 61.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One night in the fall of 1885, Robert Louis Stevenson was dreaming. "I was awakened by cries of horror," his wife said. Thinking he had a nightmare, "I woke him." Stevenson was angry and said, "Why did you wake me?" He was so excited about his dream that he wrote the story in just a few days. This is the famous story known as The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The story is about two men who are very different from each other in both appearance and personality. Dr. Henry Jekyll is a well-known and respected doctor and scientist in London. He is a tall and handsome gentleman, friendly and rich. His large home is beautiful and elegant. Mr. Edward Hyde, on the other hand, is described as small, ugly, and hairy, and appears only at night. He does not seem to have a job. His rooms, on the other side of the same building where Dr. Jekyll lives, are in bad condition and messy. Mr. Hyde is an evil man who commits violent crimes, including murder. After the murder, Hyde disappears. Throughout the story, there are hints of a mysterious connection between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. As the story develops, Dr. Jekyll becomes more and more distant from his friends and the society around him. His friends suspect that Dr. Jekyll's relationship with Mr. Hyde might be the cause of his strange behaviour. How well does Jekyll really know Hyde? Is he protecting Hyde from the police? What exactly is the connection between them? The truth comes out only at the end, after Mr. Hyde is found dead in Dr. Jekyll's laboratory. In a letter he left, Dr. Jekyll explained that he was leading a double life. He and Mr. Hyde were really the same person. Dr. Jekyll had discovered a potion, chemicals, which he took that turned him into Mr. Hyde, giving him a completely different identity. As Hyde's personality was getting stronger, Dr. Jekyll was finding it more and more difficult to change back to his original personality. To prevent Hyde from taking control forever, Dr. Jekyll killed himself. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was published in 1886 and was an immediate success. From the time Stevenson's book was published until today, it has remained popular. There have been more television shows, movies, and plays based on this story than any other except for Dracula. The story leaves the reader with questions about human nature. Does every person really have two sides, one good and one evil? Or is the story about every person's struggle with decisions about right and wrong? Not many writers succeed in writing a story so powerful that it becomes part of their language. Today, Jekyll and Hyde is a well-known expression we use to talk about someone whose mood and behaviour can change completely from one situation to the next.